With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews yesterday, President Trump gave J.D. Vance his best as his vice president has now arrived in Pakistan for talks on an Iran ceasefire deal.
What did you tell J.D. Vance before he left, sir?
Well, I wish him luck. He's got a big thing. I will find out what's going on. They're militarily defeated. And now we're going to open up the Gulf with him, with or without him. But that'll be open. We're going to be, or the Strait, as they call it. And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well.
As the vice president arrives in Pakistan, issues on the table include a final end to Iran's nuclear program and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says America also needs to address persecution of Christians by radicals in Iran.
They have no value for human life. I mean, they're radical Islamists, fundamentalists. They're jihadis. They see everyone else as an infidel, worthy of death. So, yes, human rights is at the center of this. We've got to make sure that they do, you know, they basically abide by international conventions on what is acceptable. And protecting religious freedom and human rights is essential.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later this morning on the Salem News Channel. Prominent supporters of California Representative Eric Swalwell's bid for governor are withdrawing their support in a stunning political reversal. It comes after the congressman denied allegations that he assaulted a woman twice, including once when she worked for him. Swalwell said in a video posted on social media that the accusation is false. He did not end his campaign. And the first astronauts to visit the moon in more than a half century are home. The Artemis crew of four splashed down in the Pacific yesterday. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but experts say if that's true, then there needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are more likely than the young to have one. This is SRN News. It would appear San Francisco may have solved their crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott adds that crime rates have dropped sharply. Car break-ins are down, robberies down, burglaries, etc., and homicides at the lowest level since 1954. President Trump's plans for a new triumphal arch in the Capitol include a towering winged figure with a Lady Liberty-like torch and crown, flanked by two eagles and guarded by four lions, all gilded, of course. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.